you've almost got to say enough's enough. We've had the 7-Eleven situation where franchisees of 7-Eleven, the owners of the stores, were underpaying foreign students. And obviously it was a major issue. And now 7-Eleven has got themselves into all sorts of strife trying to get themselves out of that horrendous mess. It's going to cost many tens of millions of dollars, if not more than $100 million. But, you know, you're to sit there and say, well, you sold the franchise. You've got some responsibility for the behaviour of those franchisees. Then you go to the next one, and it was only a few days ago, last week, that we told you about Woolworths. The Fair Work Ombudsman, Natalie James, has said that contractors who ultimately had sold their services to Woolworths had been paying people who collected trolleys as little as $10 an hour, which was more than half of what they should have been paid under the minimum wages. Now, we've also told you in recent times about a range of different issues that have taken place in the agriculture industry. You might remember that we had a man called Gino Marcon on the program just a little while ago, and there was a committee held by the Queensland government that had heard Gino Marcon say to the committee that contractors who were coming in with hired labour were in many cases paying them as little as $4 an hour. Now, we had Gino Marcon on the program here. Here's what he told us.
I've got no doubt that workers are abused. I hope. I don't believe that farmers are aware of it, but I'm aware that contractors do abuse people because it's such a lucrative trade for them.
Okay, explain how they're abused.
Oh, I just think they're made to work hard. We had an instance only last week where basically they did 11 hours work, these two girls, a young girl, and got paid $45, which you know, you do the sums.
$4 an hour, pretty easy to do those sums. At that time, we spoke to Senator John Wacker-Williams, National Senator, been an absolute advocate in the case of 7-Eleven, previously also in the case of the Commonwealth Bank. I've got him back on the line because another one's cropped up. This is Fair Work, again, the Fair Work Ombudsman. So we told you about the Woolworths situation and obviously Natalie James, we spoke to her. But in this case, what's happened is a lettuce farm contractor has now finally signed a workplace pact. But what had happened is 100 overseas workers who had gone into the Darling Downs and Lockyer Valley in southeast Queensland. These were workers from Taiwan, Hong Kong, Africa, France, Germany, Italy, and the UK. They were employed by this labour contractor called Team Search Harvesting. But in many cases, they were woefully, in many cases, underpaid. One worker was found to have been shortchanged more than $3,200. So this goes on and on in Australia. Let's go now to Senator John Williams. John, you've seen a lot of this take place. It's obviously endemic in our society right now that people and maybe some of these contractors deliberately try to exploit workers, and it seems especially overseas workers.
Clearly the case, Ross, and it annoys me immensely. Fair day's pay for a fair day's work. That's the old way we grew up. And people are working hard out there in the hot sun or the humid weather in Queensland, working very hard, doing a great job picking good fresh food for people to consume and getting paid tuppence. It's just unacceptable, Ross. And I can say, as sure as I talk to you now, after this, when the Parliament gets back probably towards the end of August, no doubt there'll be a standard inquiry into this whole labour contractor companies and what they're doing and how they're treating these workers from all over the world.
All right. I just want another one also on this regard, because it seems to me that these situations are cropping up time and time again. You and I have talked in the past about the so-called backpackers tax that the government introduced. And of course, we know that the tourism industry and the agriculture industry is up in arms about that because
Certainly. It
says it's driving workers into other countries and not bringing them into Australia. I would have thought once the word gets out around the backpacker community and many of those foreign workers, that these are sort of the conditions and these are the sorts of rates of payment that they're going to receive, that as much as the backpackers tax is going to be a disincentive for them to come to Australia and pick our fruit.
Got a double whammy now facing these workers, Russ, and we need these workers. When the fruit is ripe, when the crop is ready to harvest, it must be done straight away. Unfortunately, many Australians don't do it, don't get involved in it. I know many, many businesses who rely on the backpackers to come and do the job because it has to be done now as part of the season. And this is a real worry. And as I said, I could virtually guarantee you there'll be a good standard inquiry where these people, you know, people like this Team Search Harvesting owned by Mr. Yung Ching and Mr. Chang Kong, perhaps they have a culture from a country they came from where this is acceptable way to treat your workers. Well, it's not in Australia. As I said, life's about fairness, Ross, and we must get this whole industry cleaned up so the workers, whether Australians or foreigners coming here to work, they get paid properly as they should be.
Because this is the interesting thing. There is quite clearly a wages pressure in Australia. We don't want our fruit and vegetables to be imported into this country.
No.
And so as a result, you need to be paying the minimum you can to make certain that the fruit and the vegetables that we have on our plates is as cost effective as it possibly can be. But if workers are being exploited to get that fruit and vegetables on our plate more cheaply, then that is a fundamental problem that supermarkets have got to address, that fruit and vegetable retailers have got to address, and ultimately we as consumers have also got to address.
I think the case here, Ross, is that the farmers are paying the right rate of contract price to those labour contractors. Those labour contractors are not paying the right rate to their workers. They're skimming the cream off the top. And in this case, you're just talking about probably $5, $6 an hour those workers have been ripped off. They'll have to be compensated and should be compensated with interest. And it's good to see that the Fair Work Australia has put an enforceable undertaking on that company to make them lift their game, do the right thing. But what is the fine for that company for doing the wrong thing? Surely they know the award here, the conditions of employing people in Australia. We must all abide by that. That is the law. You must abide by it. If you break the law, you must be punished.
Because one of the issues that Gino Marcon, that grower from around the Bundaberg area, told me, is that when you have the tomatoes that are ready to be picked, you need to pick them right now. And you need the pickers who can do that for you. Now, you as a grower can't get out there and pick all of the tomatoes yourself. You need to bring teams of people in. And that's the reason why these labour hire companies have been able to flourish over a long period of time.
And probably most of them do the right thing, Ross. I know I've been talking to my colleagues about this very issue, including Scott Buckholz, who's up in the Lockyer Valley, the seat of Wright. And most of the contractors are very good and do the right thing. These rogue ones, just like those with 7-Eleven franchises, they're going to be sought out and pay compensation for the people I've ripped off.
I'll tell you what, John Wacker-Williams, always a great advocate for people who are being hardly done by both in the country and in the city, and he's worked on this for a long, long time, and it's always great to have him on the program. All the best for this Saturday as well, John.
Thanks a lot, Ross. Talk to you soon, hopefully.
Good on you. You certainly will. There's no doubt about that. I'll tell you what, if you're in that area around where Wacker-Williams is, just go and give him the first tick, will you? Because I'll tell you what, you need blokes like that in your parliament. There is no shadow of a doubt about that.